2020学年第二学期初三英语教学质量检测听力部分现在开始
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. The sign says we aren't allowed to eat or drink here.
The sign says we aren't allowed to eat or drink here.
2. Having some outdoor activities every day is good for our health.
Having some outdoor activities every day is good for our health.
3.It is difficult for a director to make a film in a short time.
It is difficult for a director to make a film in a short time.
4. Peter plans to go sailing with his friend this summer holiday.
Peter plans to go sailing with his friend this summer holiday.
5.Kitty and her brother love watching cartoons when they're back from school.
Kitty and her brother love watching cartoons when they are back from school.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。6. What would you like to be in the future?
My parents want me to be a reporter, but I am good at finding out truth, so I want to be a detective.
Question. What will the man possibly be in the future? 请再听一遍。What would you like to be in the future?
My parents want me to be a reporter, but I am good at finding out truth, so I want to be a detective.
Question.What will the man possibly be in the future? 7. It's 9:50. I must be off.
Oh, yes. The next bus leaves at 10. Hurry up or you'll be late.
Question. What time is it now? 请再听一遍。It's 9:50. I must be off.
Oh, yes.The next bus leaves at 10. Hurry up or you'll be late.
Question. What time is it now? 8. Hi, Tom. You won the first prize in the reading contest last week.
Woo! Really? I never thought of it.
Question. How did Tom feel about the news? 请再听一遍。Hi, Tom.You won the first prize in the reading contest last week.
Woo! Really? I never thought of it.
Question. How did Tom feel about the news? 9. Tony, you failed to do your homework. What was the matter with you last night?
Sorry, Mrs. Wong. I will finish it right now.
Question.Where does the dialogue most probably take place? 请再听一遍。Tony, you failed to do your homework. What was the matter with you last night?
Sorry, Mrs. Wong. I will finish it right now.
Question. Where does the dialogue most probably take place? 10. We are going to have a party this Saturday. Would you like to come?
I'd love to, but I have to care for my little sister. My parents are both out on business.
Question. What does the boy mean? 请再听一遍。We are going to have a party this Saturday. Would you like to come?
I'd love to, but I have to care for my little sister. My parents are both out on business.
Question. What does the boy mean?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
My story began a few days ago, when all of a sudden my mobile phone died. I wasn't terribly sad because I knew that I could afford a cheap one. So I went into a shop and asked Kevin for his advice. Huge mistake. He said if I bought an expensive one, I'd save money because it would last longer. That sounded sensible. He showed me a mid-range phone.It can play MP3s, said Kevin, so you'll never be bored on long trips again. I don't make long trips, but still, I was tricked. I nearly bought it. Then Kevin showed me a top-of-the-range phone. All the smart people are buying this, he said. I surely wanted to be smart. Kevin showed me its attractive features. Within no time at all, I'd bought it.When I told my mom, she didn't support what I did. I quickly realized that I shouldn't have bought such an expensive phone. A few hours later, when I had the courage, I went back into the shop and asked for a refund. We don't do refunds, said Kevin, but I can offer you an even better phone.
请再听一遍。My story began a few days ago, when all of a sudden, my mobile phone died. I wasn't terribly sad, because I knew that I could afford a cheap one. So I went into a shop and asked Kevin for his advice. Huge mistake. He said if I bought an expensive one, I'd save money, because it would last longer. That sounded sensible.He showed me a mid-range phone. It can play MP3s, said Kevin. So you'll never be bored on long trips again. I don't make long trips, but still I was tricked. I nearly bought it. Then Kevin showed me a top-of-the-range phone. All the smart people are buying this, he said. I surely wanted to be smart. Kevin showed me its attractive features.Within no time at all, I'd bought it. When I told my mom, she didn't support what I did. I quickly realized that I shouldn't have bought such an expensive phone. A few hours later, when I had the courage, I went back into the shop and asked for a refund. We don't do refunds, said Kevin, but I can offer you an even better phone.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文完成下列内容，每空格现填一词。
Gever is a computer scientist from California. In 2005, he started a program for children called Tinkering School. The program aims that children can learn important skills for life by building things together.At Tinkering School, children get all kinds of materials and real tools. Some children have cut themselves when using a knife, or hurt their fingers when using hammer. Tinkering School has been around for many years now, but nobody has ever suffered a serious injury in all those years. This is because there are strict health and safety rules they must follow.The children always learn how to use the tools safely, and they must wear the right clothes and protection at all times. In 2011, Gever decided to create a real school called Brightworks. The school is very small. It only has 20 students, aged 6 to 13. Since it started, Brightworks has been written about a lot.Most articles have praised the quality of the school. However, there have also been critical voices. Some people have said that children are not learning enough at Brightworks. They feel that students are just playing around all the time. Later, We interviewed 12-year-old Tina, who had been a student since last October. She said, "It's been a very exciting experience, and there hasn't been one single moment when I found it boring."
请再听一遍。Geva is a computer scientist from California. In 2005, he started a program for children called Tinkering School. The program aims that children can learn important skills for life by building things together. At Tinkering School, children get all kinds of materials and real tools. Some children have cut themselves when using a knife or hurt their fingers when using hammer. Tinkering School has been around for many years now, but nobody has ever suffered a serious injury in all those years. This is because there are strict health and safety rules they must follow. The children always learn how to use the tools safely, and they must wear the right clothes and protection at all times. In 2011, Geva decided to create a real school called Brightworks. The school is very small. It only has 20 students, aged 6 to 13. Since it started, Brightworks has been written about a lot. Most articles have praised the quality of the school. However, there have also been critical voices. Some people have said that children are not learning enough at Brightworks. They feel that students are just playing around all the time. Later, we interviewed 12-year-old Tina, who had been a student since last October. She said, "It's been a very exciting experience, and there hasn't been one single moment when I found it boring." 第一部分听力到此结束，请同学们继续做题。